Welcome to the Jubilee Plus podcast.
Today's episode in our Tis Mercy All series comes from me, Rachel Wilson, as I consider the cross-shaped nature of the glory of God.
I don't know what you think of when you think of the glory of God. Perhaps you think about some of the scenes from Revelation. Maybe you think of crowds of redeemed people standing around a glassy sea. Or maybe you think of Ezekiel, and Ezekiel just falls face down in awestruck wonder at the incredible glory of God. I want to talk to you today about cross-shaped glory, about how that very glory of God came into the world and how Jesus modelled a life lived with cross-shaped glory. Glory that went to invade the unexpected places. You see, in the Old Testament, the people of God have been given clear instruction and law in the book of Leviticus and throughout about keeping themselves cleansed and unpolluted from the world, keeping distance. There was rules about the way in which food would be prepared and eaten, which meats were okay and which weren't, about skin diseases, about not getting close to people. And yet when Jesus arrives on the scene, he comes to subvert and he comes to turn the kingdom upside down. He introduces a new world order where instead of his purity being compromised by the infection of the world, instead he goes out as a purveyor of the glory and the purity of God, rather than his life being sullied by getting close to people who might have been considered to be unseemly or to be polluted by the world. Instead, he spreads his own holiness, his own purity, his own glory as he takes his life and his tenderness and his mercy into unexpected and dark places. The cross gives us a beautiful picture of the glory of God in a very inglorious death. The cross itself was the most shameful death there could have been. And Jesus's cross is located outside of the city walls, outside of Jerusalem. It wasn't even considered worthy to be crucified inside. He was taken outside the city walls. And in Hebrews, we're instructed to become part of that reproach as we go outside of the camp, as we go to the unexpected places and become purveyors of the mercy and the glory and the kindness of God to others around us. I'm reading this brilliant book at the moment by Mike Reeves and Daniel Haynes. It's called God Shines Forth. And they say in this book, the church is glorious with the glory of her Lord. But the glory of the church is not slick impressiveness, world domination, or smugness. His and our glory is a cruciform glory. It's a cross-shaped glory. It's not a grasping human glory that takes from and hassles the world, but a full divine glory that gives away the cloak as well as the tunic, that passes on the best seats and welcomes the hungry, the thirsty, and the naked. Sometimes that cross-shaped glory that takes mercy into the unexpected places, can seem really distant from the visions of the glory of God that we see in Revelation. But actually, Mike Reeves in this book, he says the self-giving glory of the cross is the key to understanding the glory that is to come. You see, what we see in Revelation is a fountain, an overflow of the glory of God, but it's still cross-shaped. It's still self-giving. It's still out of the merciful heart of God, as he says that every eye, every tear will be wiped away from every eye, that the hungry will be fed, the thirsty will be satisfied and hunger no more, that there'll be vindication, that there'll be mercy for the martyrs, that there'll be kindness overflowing to the orphan and the widow, never to suffer again. You see, the cross-shaped glory of God continues into eternity, and it gives us a model for our lives. You see, we don't need to be scared of being polluted. We don't need to be scared of being infected by the world as we go out and become purveyors of the glory and the mercy of God. The very mercy of God is a demonstration of his incredible glory, the way in which he lifts up the lowly and he brings down the haughty. Today, as you go about your day, consider yourself a purveyor of the glory of God, particularly in the way that you leave your comfort zone, the way you leave the camp, and the way that you act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God, the way in which you go close to people that other people might not choose to, confident that you carry the glory and the kindness and the mercy of your King.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode in our Tis Mercy All series. Don't forget to subscribe or leave a review, and if you'd like to find out more about the work of Jubilee Plus, visit jubilee-plus.org or follow the link in our show notes. Underneath the shelter of your